part of the work this session, Senator, involves dealing with taxation and, in some cases, hopefully being able to cut taxes for most, if not all, Missourians.
Well, that's definitely at the forefront. We've held back a lot of revenue to see, you know, how things were going to shake out with the whole pandemic and everything. And now we find ourselves in this precarious moment of, I mean, we're setting with estimates of $1.5 to $2 billion surplus. And I guess the question is, I mean, do we go and find ways to spend hard-earned tax dollars, or do we find ways to cut taxes and put that money right back into people's pockets? But there are varying ways in which people are looking to do that. Several ways we can potentially do that are cutting our income taxes, our corporate income tax, the elimination of personal property. So there are several ways in which we're looking at putting this money back in people's pockets to where I think they can spend the money a whole lot better than we can up in Jefferson City.
This is a situation, like you point out, it's based on a lot of what's happened in the last year with the pandemic, and that's hopefully coming to an end very soon.
Well, we really hope so, and we see states all across the nation are starting to open back up and end these orders of lockdown and mandates and these sorts of things. And, you know, I think the American economy, more specifically the Missouri economy, is going to explode once these sorts of regulations and stop work orders, what have you, are undone. That will allow the economy to bounce back. And I think allowing the people who have been hurt the most to have the most in their pockets is the best way we can do this.
And of course, not only just because of or thanks to the pandemic, but also looking ahead to the economy without such an emergency going on.
Even before the pandemic, that was one thing that, you know, as a conservative, I've always strived to do the most we can with the least amount possible. And we've just seen that we have this huge influx of revenue. And I just don't think that's being a wise steward of taxpayer dollars to keep finding ways to grow government and do these sorts of programs that continue to require more and more and more of your hard-earned tax dollar. We've got to find ways to reduce that burden and shrink the size of government so you're able to do what's best for you, your family, and in your business. So I think that's just responsible, good stewards of the government and just what people send us up here to do.
When you say shrink the size of government, is it time to cut spending along with the taxes as well?
I'm of that mindset, absolutely. We can create as many programs and everything that we possibly can to continue to fund and fund and fund, but at some point, we have to realize that we've got to stop this. We've got to start shrinking back. It's amazing that businesses have to streamline and be as effective and streamlined as possible, yet government, they don't have to do that. And it's up to us as the elected officials to rein that in. And it's not a popular thing to do, make cuts, but I think it's an extremely necessary one.